How long is it?
All right. So, from our Rabbanon, tonight's the 11th of Shvat, Tavshin Ayin Vav. We're in Chavera 24 discussing posture and tefillah. So last time we spoke about the necessity of having feet together. V'raglehem regli yishara. So tonight we start at 19. It's part two, but it's a beautiful Rashba on Brachos Daf Yud Amud Beis, speaking about the requirement of having not only feet together, v'raglehem regli yishara, but keeping hands together as well. So Rashba says, Shalani Echoben Achokem Alumoseinu, one of our adversaries, asked the question, Matzarch Bekivun Haraglai Meitzla Tefila, why do Jews have to keep their feet together in prayer? Umaharayel Mispalbios Hamerkova Yeshara, and what is the proof, the symbolism, in that the Malachim, the angels, have their feet together as well? So the Rashba says as follows, Zois Hoiso Chuvosilo, this is how he answered him, Ki Nivru Ba'adam Evarim Shem Kalim Shebahem Yishtamesh Lasig Hanos Horatzon. Man has created in him limbs that are vessels by which he attains all the various pleasures and exercises of his will. Ula Harchek Min HaNezek. All these limbs keep him far from harm. What are we talking about? There are two primary ones. Vehem Hayadayim Raglayim. Feet and hands and feet. Beyodayim Yafil V'yikrav Hanos. With his hands, he brings closer to him the pleasures that he wants. V'yarchik HaNezek. And he keeps far the things that would harm him. V'yischazek Bohem Lamo Bifnei Oyeb Muchamos V'domeyen. And of course, hands are used in battle. V'yasa Mehem Araglayim. Even more than that, the feet can even help him gain his enjoyments and ward off dangers to a greater extent. The feet help, the legs help. Shayasig Bohem El Ritzona Barichuk Mokom Bizman Ma'at. He can travel to distant places very quickly. Not so distant, but he can certainly save himself from harm by running away from it. V'yivrach Mina nizokim sheimbam tachbul atzolosan. He can flee from dangers, from things that would damage him, that he does not have any strategy otherwise to save himself. V'hamispalel, the person who's davening, lo titochena tfilo at sheyaktim lenafsho shatzoloso unizoko vanos lo v'hafacho ein lo behem tachbulo v'hasagosom o bevricho mehem. The person who's davening, he cannot begin the process of tefillah until he thinks clearly, until he internalizes that any salvation or the thwarting of danger or any enjoyments that he'll have do not come to him because of his own attainments, or in the case of danger, his ability to thwart them, except if HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. V'akol toli b'rtzoni yizbarach. Everything is dependent on God's will. U'kedei liyashev hadas hazeh. And in order to, more than settle his mind, in order to internalize, in order to concretize these ideas within him, v'likbo b'nafsho zos hatchunon, to have this characteristic, this hasogo, implanted in his soul, tzorch beis hatfil l'chavenis raglov lirmoz she raglov asuros v'nistalka mehem atnua l'vrach min izakov v'lo la'asig es chafatzov bilti imizron izbarach. Therefore, the first thing a person has to do in tefillah is put his feet together, alluding to the idea that his feet are actually asuros, meaning bound. And since his feet are bound, having feet together is the most defenseless, vulnerable position we could have. That's even in karate, you always have your feet apart. Any type of self-defense, whether it's firing a weapon or boxing, whatever it is, you always have your feet apart. Feet together leaves you with a limited capacity to balance yourself. That's exactly what this is. It's a sign that we're removing from our mindset any thought that flight is, or movement is, an option. The kacha hayadaim, so too with the hands. Ukamosha Amr, the Gemara says, Ploni beinon rizcha pacha yadav etzalai. In a time of great danger, literally rage, but great danger, say he would, this Amor would put his hands together and daven. It's the same thing, since hands are the vessels we use in order to grab things for ourselves or to ward off dangers. When our hands are also bound together, it's a sign of submission to God. And so to the nations of the world, when they want to symbolize supplication, they put their hands together. So Christians put their hands together, you know, like this, palm against palm, or sometimes the fingers interlock. He says it's a similar kavana to what we have. Shemara atzmo ki liyodav asuros vein lo eizu bilti mesig ritzono. They show as if their hands are bound, and they have no assistance except if they're able to attain God's favor, God's will. Umepnei sharaglayim nezar bohem yosef bivrach min hanezek urdof achar hanoz hitzrichu lechavin osa mishas hatfi lechavon hazo shomarti. And therefore the feet. So you don't have, among the nations of the world, the concept that their feet have to be bound. So that's really our addition to this subject, because feet are even a greater mechanism that we use to ward off dangers or to run after whatever pleasures we want. So Mikra Din, you have to bind your feet together. It's Raglem Regli Yishara. And the hands were added for similar reasons to make that demonstration. So he adds here now that you see that both the Hatzmadat Araglayim and the hands together result in, well, especially the feet together, result in a definitive end to tefillah. What's the definitive end? Akira. Akira. When we take our three steps back, it means we break the bounding of our, or the binding of our legs, and that act of freedom, that is an act of departure from the framework of tefillah, symbolizes the end of tefillah. And he brings a few rice to see number 20. Yes.
Would that imply that responding Amen, for example, or responding to Kedusha, which I thought you could do after the last bracha and say,
after the Ratzon. So we'll see in a minute. We'll see. Yeah. Hold on a second. So the Mechaber says in Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Hei, relating to V'sein Talmud L'Vracha. So if a person forgets to say V'sein Talmud L'Vracha, depending on where in the davening he remembers, he should go back. But Vim Oka Raglov Chos Rosh HaTfilah. If he's already uprooted his feet, meaning he's moved his feet, symbolized the end of Tfilah, then he goes back to the beginning. Or In 21, continuing the sif, v'm hishlim tfiloso, v'ein orgalom atachnun achat tfiloso, af pishy adain lo oka raglov, kakurim dami. So you have, like Stanley suggested, another end to the tfilah, and that is, if you finished all the brachos, and you're not saying tachanunim, even if you have not uprooted your legs, it's also the same. Simply, there's nothing left to say. Now here the Mishnah Berurah says, V'hu adin im rogel lomar tachanunim v'sim tachanunim v'omar achareim apasuk yila ratzon shebamiras pasuk zeh osa hesech hadas milomar o tachanunim. When you say this pasuk is tantamount to a shattering of one's of concentration on the tefillah. You're not saying anything else. V'nishlama tefillah, so your tefillah is ended. Even if they haven't yet said Osa Shalom. So what's he talking about? So the Tachanunim that we say, based on the Gemara and Brachos, Daf Yud Zayin, so we add Elokai Nitzar Lashoni Me'ra. On the Yom Naram, we have another paragraph that we say, Ani Eini Kedai, correct. But those are the Tachanunim. And the Gemara, there's a whole list of the various Tachanunim that some of the Tanom and Amorom would say. Rav, for example, it's our text for Birkas HaChodesh. So you have a number of them, but if you're saying Tachanunim are extra supplications, not an essential part of the Tefillah, that's also part of Tefillah. So you can end Tefillah one of two ways. One is when the Amidah HaFizit, when your physical stance ceases, all right? When you feed it together, it's an expression of concentration before God. Once the kavana ends, then even the feet don't matter. So the two ways to symbolize the end of davening, one is by your feet, and one is by the saying of Tachanunim. So you'll notice, I think this is the point you were making, Yil Ratzon comes at the end of Netzer Lashon Meira, but in fact, almost every... What's that? Right, but you see, the oldest Yidrim don't have that. Yeah. Oldest Yidrim only have it at the end, but it was inserted before, because it makes sense.
Right.
What's Yil Ratzon Imrei Fi? That's a summation. Yil Ratzon Imrei Fi, what my mouth has said, should be Yil Ratzon before God. That's the end of Tefillah. Once you say that, you could say any Tachanunim. And that's why, if you say Mavarech and say Yil Ratzon Imrei Fi, then you'll be able to answer Kedusha, even if you have not yet been Oker Rego.
And what about the St. Talmud?
If you said Yil Ratzon Imrei Fi, Chozel Rosh. That's right, then it's too late. Right?
So it has nothing to do with...
Well, it does, because... Right, because let's say you're not saying Tachanunim. I know we always say in the Torah Shem Eirah, but let's say you don't say it. All right? Then you finish your tefillah. You finish your tefillah by Akir Asragel. So that would be the two ways of demonstrating the end of tefillah.
How come Yadayim never took off?
How come what?
Yadayim. I mean, in Yeshiva, you know, they never...
Right. I don't know. I see it. The interlocking of here.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's why. All right. You see, we mentioned a number of times that holding anything in the hand. It's the end. We'll come to it. Holding anything in the hand is considered an impairment of kavana. A sitter was a kula because people didn't know it by heart. So if you're holding a sitter, then you have no choice. You can't put your hands together. But if you're not holding a sitter, all right, then it's correct. You have to have your hands in a certain place, although you're not. It's not ma'akev, but it does. Posture does matter. So we'll see at the end, in both in terms of the hands and holding things, and how that impacts on kavan as well. All right, next part, tuchat haguf, the movement of the body. This is always a fascinating thing. There are different Jews have different types of movements during Shemoneh Esrei. Some subtle, stand without any movement at all. Some, the equivalent of whirling dervishes. You don't want to get within the Dalet Amos, you can get hit in the head. Well, what is Matzav Gufa Shel Adam? Tzarech Liot Kanua. It has to be humble. Ke'eved Ha'omei Lifnei Rabbos. Mechaber says in Sadiyeh, Tzarech She'yochov Rosho Me'at Shehu Einov L'matal Aretz. Person has to bend his head when davening, so his eyes should be towards the ground. V'yachashov kilu omei b'beis hamikdash. He should have in mind, it's a beautiful concept, by the way, so we always face, as best we can, Yerushalayim. But a person, more than that, a person has to see himself as if he's in the beis hamikdash. Uvelibo yechavin l'malo shamayim. And in his mind, he's focusing on sending his tefilos heavenward. Maniach yodav alibo kufusin, hayemonis ala smola. So here's the directive that Jackie says is fallen into desuetude. You're supposed to have your hands bound together, kshurim, interlocked, the right on top of the left. Ve'omed ke'eved lifnei rabo, standing like a servant before his master. In fact, that's an expression of submission. Be'ema, be'yiro, v'fachad, with dread, with awe, even with fear. V'lo yiniach yodav achalatzov, ibnei shu derech yahara. Shouldn't keep your hands, you see everything, by the way. Everything you say not to do, it's an occasion. Can't have your hands on your hips, all right? I've seen on occasion chazonim like this. They keep their hands on their hips as they're, and others as well. That you can, that's a sign of yahara, because that's comfort. That's not subservience. That's a person who's very comfortable. So from the Shulchan Aruch, you see, Shebishenat Tefillah Einov Shel Adam Tzricha Liyot Mufanot Klapei Mata. You have to have your eyes downward, all right? Here the Mishnah Berurah comments in Sif Katan Hey, Va'osan Hamagbiyim Rashem Ve'Einem Lamala. Those who lift their heads and their eyes upward, Kemabitim Alagag, as if they're staring at the roof, Hamalachim Maligim Aleihem. The angels mock that. because as if you're saying, God's only in heaven. God's only upward. You should not make any strange movements. In private, one can do what he wants, but not tzibur. Certainly not in the tzibur to raise your voice, which is distracting to others. A person who does not keep his eyes closed when davening Shemoneh Esrei is not zoche to see Pnei Shechina when he leaves this world. But if you need to daven from the siddur and your eyes are open only to the siddur, so leislambo, there's not a problem with that. So he notes that the source for the Mishabura is in the Zohar. This business about Eino Zoha Liras Pnei Shechina B'tzeis Navsho, that's from the Zohar. Valkain also l'kiviyachol estakol b'fanev. So he can't look in front of you. L'chein tzarech l'atzom es'einav. And therefore he has to close his eyes. Omnom, the Bir Halacha writes, there's no machlokas between the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch regarding the Zohar. Here's the Bir Halacha. I'm saying for Maimon Mordechai Shekosav, Dimidina Talmud ein isu be'inov psuchos rakshi yu'inov limato kalape eretz. There's no iser, according to the Gemara, to have your eyes open as long as they're focused downward. Upward, so you have the problem of mistakel agag. But upward, of course, you're just mindful of everything that's going on around you. And that is a distraction. But when the Zohar says you must have your eyes closed during tefillah, then it seems the Zohar is cholik. The Zohar says you must, and the Gemara says you need not.
But if your eyes are closed, it doesn't mean you're looking down or up. Your eyes are closed.
That's correct. That's correct. I should read this last point from the Chai Adam, and I'll make a comment. Mashma de ikra iser alfi azohu dafkish mistako bainav apsuchos os bashar dorm. The Chai Adam suggests, according to the Zohar, that prohibition really is to have your eyes open and aware, conscious of other things. Avalamenov lumata klape eretz ve mechavin as lasak b'dvar macherim. But if your eyes are facing downward and you have no intent to look elsewhere, l'kuli almo shori v'lo pligi klal. According to everyone, it's permissible and there's no machlokas. Mikol makom l'chadchil anochon l'hach malatzo meinov k'day l'shalo yistak b'dvar mecheirim. You should be machmer to have your eyes closed so as not to look at other things. So here you come to the point. Why do you need your eyes closed? And there are two possibilities, one from the Gemara and one from the Zohar. According to the Gemara, it seems to be clear. Kavana, if you have your eyes open, even by the way in a siddur, but if your eyes open, it was going to be conscious of other things around you. And that can't be. According to the Zohar, it's not a din in Kavana. It could be an aspect of Kavana to it. But it's not a din in Kavana. What's it a din of? When you close your eyes, you've shut out the world. And then the only thing you're conscious of is a Shekhinah.
Well,
that's it. No, it's not. There's an aspect of Kavana to it, but it's more a din in Amida Lifnei Hashem than it is in a method of enhancement of Kavana. That's why I see the difference between the Gemara and the Zohar. Mikol makom ola sha'adam tzarech latzom et einav. So it comes that a person has to close his eyes, or at least concentrate on the siddur, k'day shelo yistak b'dor machayim b'shara tefillah. Okay, what about hands? So regarding tenuchat hayadayim, the posture of hands, shikaru sheyama b'tzura k'nuah, k'fiyah mekubal, you should stand also, k'nuah, submissive, as is customary, v'lo b'tzura shel gavah, and not, as I mentioned, hands on hips, as if you're signaling offsides. Omnom ha'mekubal mekpido tenuchat yadayim ma'od misuyamah, but nonetheless, you see, the Kabbalah insists on a precise form. So Mishabura says there in Sivkaton Vav, b'makom shenogin lamod kein lifnei amelach k'shemedaber imo v'sholom meitot tzarchayem v'akol k'minag amakom. What is right hand over left hand? So that's a general way. Supplicants would come and stand before a king when they wanted to make a request. V'akol k'minag amakom. It all depends. See, here you have an interesting phenomenon. Is that really the way of supplication today? If you would go, I don't know, to a president, to a politician, to anyone from whom you wanted a favor, would you come hand in hand? Hand over hand. What's that?
Give money.
Yeah, hand to hand is not hand over hand. That's right, it's different.
That's shaking.
That's correct. So it depends. Uva sefer asar mamarot, in the name of the Ari, sheyanichu zrotam alibam, yimenet al smalit, uva shem or moshe kordavera, the ramak, shechofa agodel, betoch pisat hayas. You have two of the great mekubalim adding these two phenomena. According to the Arizal, your hand should be over your heart, all right, close to your chest, not even in front. And according to the Ramak, you should put, like I mentioned last week, put your thumbs inside those hands. So really be this posture right here, with your one hand right on top of the left, but the right thumb inserted into the left palm. And like I said, it's because the thumb is the defining characteristic of the hand of the human being. Without the thumb, we can't grasp things. So therefore, that's a great act of kinia as well. All right, what about the shuckling? So here's the Ramah, the beginning of Memches. The medaktikim shake, move, when they're reading the Torah. Dugmas ha-Torah shenitna bereses, like the Torah that's given to us with trembling. We receive the Torah, it was bereses. V'chei m'shoshim espal, m'sotu when we daven, al shem kol atzmosai tomar na'shem ichamocha. We daven as well, Ramah says, based on the pasuk, we say this in the end of Nishmas, all our bones should say to God, michamocha, God who is like you. All the bones mean, we move our bones, we move our bodies. All right, that's the Ramah. Amnam hayu poskim shisnagdu l'kach. There are poskim who oppose this as well. And the Mishabrura writes the Hizr Adminak Lulo Chalek. Mishabrura just quotes this opinion without any argument. Ach basima memches, he does bring other opinions. And here it is in Memches Sivkot and Hey. V'yesh poskim shecholkim al zeh. V'omrim debetfilo ein lisnanea. The poskim will say, who will object and say the meaning in tefillah is not to move in Shmon Esrei, not to shake. You want to shake? Shake in psukat izimra, shake in kriyashma, shake when you're learning, but not during tefillah. What's the difference? Shmon Esrei. What's the difference? So the because amida of the Shmon Esrei is amida lefnei hamelach. All right. No one goes before a king starts shaking, all right? If you want to shake, why would we shake from Pesukah to Zimra, Kriyashma? So shaking generally is his oris hakavana. It's an arousal person to intent. Like you work yourself up in order to, if you're sitting passively, like you're reading a book, then your kavana may suffer. But if you get involved, like no one reads a novel or the newspaper while shaking, except... I guess people spend too much time in yeshiva. They read the paper and they'll start shaking during reading the paper. No. What's that?
They don't read the paper.
They don't read the paper. I said a long time. It may not be in yeshiva anymore. V'chasma Magan Avram, Da'avid Kamar Ovid, U Da'avid Kamar Ovid. The Magan Avram says, do as you wish. V'kol afi mashu adam, im mechavin etev al yidei tenua, yisna nea, v'im lav, yamot kach, v'ashechavin libo. So the ikar, the essence, is kavana, whatever enhances kavana. If your kavana will be enhanced by movement, so move. If it will be impaired by movement, then it will be impaired and you should not do it. All right? Uktsas misnanim tenua mishubeshes, shaguf omed al amado rak berosh hofech pam yamit liyamin upam usmo derech gava, ein lasos kein. One thing that's ruled out is people looking like this, side to side, looking right, looking left. That he says you can't do. That's tenua mishubeshes, ein lasas kein, derech gaiva, looking side to side. That's really too much motion. Too much motion is no good. The fact is, there are people who barely move during the davening. Rabbi Chait, straight, barely moves. I saw my own eyes with David Lifshitz, Zatzal, when he davened, barely moved, just stood straight. I've heard, never saw it myself, the Rav, straight. The Lithuanian Rosh Yeshiva almost always stood straight. That's Hamid L'fnei Hashem, like Reb Chaim said. You stand in awe. If you're standing in awe, you can't be shaking back and forth. All right. So where did this business come from of shaking wildly?
Chassidim.
Okay. Wasn't going to say it. So I'll say something nice about the Chassidim before we go into how they ruin the world. The story told of... So you see, you're supposed to close your eyes during davening. All right. In one case, one of the arguments one of the complaints of the Misnagdim against the Hasidim is that the Hasidim kept their eyes open. So he said to the Berditcher of the Rebbe, Reb Levi Yitzchok, that they say you keep your eyes open during davening. Keneged what the Shulchan Aruch says. So he says, he answers, I keep my eyes open during davening. How could that be? I don't see anything. All right. So, again, it's possible that you could be in that. What's that?
It's a madriga.
That's a madriga, too. New, here's the Piskei Tshuvos, who I will add is a chassid, Rebbe. He writes in number 29 about the medaktikim are always in motion. Vumina kadmon me'od muska bizar kadar. So, it comes from the Zohar. Shal Rabbi Abbas, Rabbi Shimon, Ma tam shakol am shavol eina misnanim, Eli sir levadam, why are we the only ones who move, shake, while we're davening? Kishaoske mit Torah, he misnanim l'kan l'kan, b'lo shum limad v'her g'leiz odam ba'olam, en chom lamad al mamadam, we're the only ones, we're involved in tefillah, Talmud Torah, we're moving, no one else is in motion. Omar Los, Rabbi Shimon answered, "Ki nishmoseim shel Yisrael chatzuv meinir kodesh adolek, because our souls are hewn from the a holy flame. V'zeh haner ki ner Hashem nishmas adam. V'zeh haner b'shosh shenidlak min haTorah liyono ein ashoket afil larega kaor haner hanechaz mapsila. Since our flame, our souls are ignited by the flame." From the supernal Torah, it can't remain still, just like a candle from the wick. The flame is always in motion. It's never perfectly still. Shemis Noel lekan ulekan ke'en ze nishmas Yisrael. Alright? Kevon she'omrim dover echad shal Torah misan lekan ulekan chad zdodim kor aner because of ner Hashem nishmas Adam l'chein hem shoktim below or klal. So in fact, that the Zohar said is why people move. We simply can't because we are aflame. We are ignited by Avas Hashem, by Dveikus Hashem, and therefore it's not that we shake willingly of our own volition. It's just a natural effect of tefillah. All right, Chassidim. Uvekuzri writes. He says the Kuzri, the Mamar Sheni Os Ayin Tes. Rabbi Yehuda Levi was asked by the king, well, why are Jews always moving, shaking when they're reading Hebrew? Amar Chaver Amru Ki Babur Ha'ir Hachoma Tivi V'Tovu La'Siga Kavana Levata Machshav Azar. So he said again, Choma Tivi, our natural warmth is ignited, all right, but it's done in order to attain better Kavana. In order to banish foreign alien ideas, he says this type of movement is really, it's a power of the soul, but it's very personal. Like the Magen Avraham said later, David Kamar Ovid, Udavid Kamar Ovid, it really depends on the person. Some people need it, others don't. What you cannot do and should not do, and this we fall prey to occasionally in our world, especially young people, is lachakot, to mimic, to imitate people. And say if someone is davening, shuckling a lot, then the shuckling is perceived as the way to daven, all right? I've seen people shuckle up a storm, and they're on their iPhones, all right, answering the emails. So it's not a sign of anything. But it does look good in certain circles, but it depends on the person. What is Me'or HaKavonah?
Because we were saying this way before Hasidus.
Way before, that's correct. You see from the Ramah. It always existed. Right, before Hasidus also. Okay, finally, rikuz b'shas ha-tefillah, concentration in tefillah. So, he notes that Shmon Esrei is called Rachameh, or Rachameh Ninhu, it's Bakashas Arachamim. So therefore Chazal would makbid that a person has to concentrate in tefillah, it's a request for mercy. V'yochal ashkiyas ma'chashav bakashas strachov lo'afra. He should be in a state of mind, we can think, his thoughts are coherent, organized, and he could ask his needs without any disruption at all. So the Gemara says, you have to avoid certain activities during Shemone Esrei, kigon achizah b'chafatzim, holding things during davening. This is because holding things tends to distract a person and upset his concentration. Nu, to what are we mechavein? Here's the Gemara, Sukkah, daf memalef amid beis. Omer le'mar bar amemar l'ravashi. Abba tzaloye komatzli bei. Talking about lulav, Rashi says that Abai, when he would daven, hoya mispalel, hoya kashay mispal on sukkos, hoya lulavo biyado merovchi basolav hoya mispalabo. Because he loved the mitzvah lulav so much, when he would daven Shemone Esrei, he'd hold his lulav even during davening. Now we have someone in the shul who does it also. God bless him, holds the lulav the whole day, and that was the minhag. Gemara says of Yakira Yerushalayim. They would go to work, carry the lulav, ride the buses, whatever they did, from morning to night, mitzvahs and the tiyos lulav, they would hold the lulav the entire day.
I saw an
Eretz Yisrael,
they hold it
until
after...
Mincha?
No, they hold the lulav until after
Haftorah. After Haftorah. On Yom Tov? No, I'm talking about Chol HaMoed.
Just to hold it the whole
day. People walk in the streets with it.
They don't work, remember that.
It's Chol HaMoed, how could they work? All right, so you see, Abaya held his lulav. All right, that's the predicate. So now the Gemara asks, Mesave, how could that be? Brisa says, Lo yechaz odom tefillin biyodo v'sefer Torah b'chek v'ispalel. A person can't even hold his tefillin in his hand, nor sefer Torah in his bosom in Davin. The Yashma Maim, he can't urinate either. L'yishmel l'shem eskev, shem sarai, so tefillin, Amar Shmuel. So too, Shmuel said, Sakin, Kara, Kikar, Ma'os, Haril Kliotzman, same halacha applies. You can't hold a knife, can't hold a plate, can't hold a loaf of bread, can't hold money. Alright? So how could Abai hold his lulav? It's like Gemara says, Hasam lav mitzvah ninu v'tarbu, Hacha mitzvah ninu v'lotarbu. All those other things are really optional things. You're holding a knife, why can't you hold a knife? So Rashi says, you may drop it and your foot will be impaled. A plate, you'll drop it, the contents will spill. Money, you'll lose it. Kikar, if it falls to the floor, your loaf of bread, it will be ruined. But all those other things are lav mitzvah ninu, they're not mitzvahs. So therefore they're considered a masa, they're considered burdens. As opposed to here, the netilas lulav is a mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is chaviv to, mitzvah chavivas to him, so he's not going to drop it. Mitbayer. Shirak dvarim shenechashavim lemasa shechoshesh lenefilatam matridim et machashavta. Only things that are construed as burdens, or you're afraid you'll drop, will ruin his kavana. A chayfet sheish mitzvah b'chizaso, if you have a chayfet as mitzvah to hold, like a lulav, that does not cause tirda. Gam chashash lehefsed memoni, hefsed shel zman matridet adam. Also, fear, loss of money, loss of time. They're also bothersome to a person. Uvigino, itul palel b'yeshiva, v'vachel tetrat kavanato. So therefore you have case, we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, where you have to sit. If you have more kavana sitting than standing, plane, for example, then you should sit the daven while sitting. Gemara brachos daf lamed amet aleph tana rabbanu hayirachem al chamor against mitnuan tefila im yesh al misha yochas es chamoro yerid lemat v'yispalo. This mitnuan comes if there's someone who could hold on to his donkey, doesn't run off, he should dismount and daven. Vim lav yeshe bimkomo v'yispalo, he should sit on the donkey and daven. He just stop, but nonetheless, don't move, keep sitting. Rebbe Omer, Benkach uVenkach Yeshib Makom Yispal. If he shame died Mushevas alav, even if you give the donkey to someone else to watch, you should still sit. Why? Because you're not the one watching. You'll be worried about whether he in fact is watching, guarding the donkey to your satisfaction. Omar Rabbi Timur Yoshub and Levi Halacha Karebi. Rebbe preferred sitting any time when you would not be able, anytime Rashi says, Shein dad mishevas alav, shekosh alav ikuv adarach. Whenever you're worried about losing time, then you should sit. And so Machab Paskins as well, Tzadivov Sif Aleph, Kishu Mespalel, Lo Yechos, Biodot Tfilin, Lo Sever Mikisva Kodesh, Lo Kar Melev, Lo Sakim, Mos Vakikar, Mesha Liba Lehem, Shal Yiplu, Vyitrav, Tispal Kavonaso. Lubizmana, like the Gemara says, is Mutter because it's Shas Mitzvah. See, here the Mishnah Berurah says, in number 33, But Prima Gadam Kasav Duadim, Bishas Kriyashma, Psukit Azimra. You should hold anything, even during Psukit Azimra, or Kriyashma. Umutter Ashatz, Lahachasik, Asefer, Tobiyad, Bishas Kishram, Yukum Purkan. When does Ashatz hold the Torah? Our Ashatz actually holds the Torah during Birkas HaChodesh. Not during Yom Kippur, but Mikra Dini could do it as well. The Kevin Shekavanoso is a spal alom de Torah. Alkei Machzik as a Sefer Torah b'yado. No, makes sense actually. What's Yom Kippur? So one part of it is a tefil for Tamid Chachamim. It's appropriate then for the Shatz to hold the Torah in honor of the alom de Torah. V'lo l'shem shmir evi kalul b'zmanos. Then it's like Abai and his lulav. V'chemuta l'hachazik b'shoshim b'ruchan achodesh. Okay, Kara Malaya. Berki Yosef writes, "Asur lahoshiv tinok lefana b'shas atfilah. You can't hold a baby either in front of you. The people in Nishlan have no choice, but you can't down from an Esther holding a child. That's also distracting. Os v'kikar v'dafka hani shem yipleish from hefseri azikulo avoshari dvar muter lechos. Only these things that if you lose or they fall, it will be damaged." Then you're distracted by them. But if something you don't care about, then you would be able to hold. But it's another opinion that these are just illustrative. They're not definitive. These aren't the only things. You shouldn't hold anything. And of course, if you have your hands clasped, then you can't hold anything. And like I said, even a sitter was a concession because of the need, the inability of people to daven without it.
This is talking still about
the Amidah? Shmonesra, yeah. Okay, here's Mechaber Sif Beis. Muta lechos machzor tfilos b'yoda b'shoshim ispalel. Notice he says machzor, not sitter. Because sitter, who would know the city, daven every day? But machzor is different, because the tfilo, those tfilos only come annually, and it was harder to remember. Hoel v'tofes l'tzarech tfilo atzma lotar dumya delulav. So now here he compares a sidur to a lulav. Also, it's a mitzvah, and therefore you'll be careful not to drop. It won't be distracting. On the contrary, it adds to kavana. Ramah mikol makom im lo haya biyado kodem shehischil lo yachaz achar betfila litlo. If you don't have it when you first start davening, then don't go to get it while you are davening. Elam kein ayib makom miyuchat shu muchan. Oz muta litlo afila basochat tfila kedei lispal betocho. Unless you know where it is, if it's in a unique place, you know where to find it, you can get it. And certainly if you don't know how to daven, if you get stuck, you're davening by heart and then get stuck, and of course you could go look for it as long as you know where it is. If you don't know where it is, then it's a problem. All right, so the Piskei Tshuvos adds to this Isser about holding things, Mitzat She'en Zeh, Mechubad Lamot Kach Lefnei HaMelech, things that are not respectable to hold when you're standing before a king, Ve'lo Rak Mechashash L'Tidar HaKavana, not just because it'll affect Kavana. Kemokein, Yeshna Hityachasu the Matsum Bene Zmanenu could go and Hachzaka telephone Nayad Bishara Tfilo. And it's this part that I mentioned before in Shul, before Mincha today. So here's the Pischei Tshuvos in Tzadivav Os Aleph. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah, and then he says, Vatam, it's not a question of Kavan anymore, like a cell phone or iPhone. Shein derech eretz lamu b'fnei anashim gadol chafatzim b'yado. It's not respectable. It's not proper etiquette to stand before great people holding things in your hand. You see a picture of a meeting in the Oval Office. No one has a cell phone in their hand or an iPhone, except maybe Obama. V'kol shekein lifnei melech machma kadosh baruch hu. Certainly before the King of Kings. L'chein afilu hatli mitzavaro k'seifo yesh lo salek me'alav. Even if you have your phone attached to you, it's strung around your neck, put it in back of you. It's not nice to stand before important, great people, certainly not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'alkein tzarech adam l'asir me'al k'sefo v'tzavro kol tik v'sakit matzleimo v'chadome v'sho sh'omei l'spal shmon esrei. A person has to remove from his shoulders, his neck, any bag, any briefcase, any knapsack, any camera that he has strapped around him. I was at a bris, I'm telling you, there were 10 people snapping pictures the whole davening. 10. I'm wondering who's ever going to look at even one of these pictures they're taking such in abundance. V'im choshesh u'misyar shema yignav o yinazek yiganev o yinazek imi sakana me'lov. Person's afraid if he puts it down it'll be stolen or damaged. Mutav shachsikena b'yadok seifav v'kavnosat yem yusheves yoser shein yechana me'lov yatar kal tfilim ekev chshash gnev. He says, no, if there's something a person can't hold, the camera, for example, he puts it down, he's afraid someone will kick it or steal it, then he has no choice but to hold it or strap it around him, because his kavanah will be worse if it's on the floor. He'll be looking at it constantly to see if it's not damaged, but clearly it's not ideal. No one should put himself in such a position. Ukamoke nisias neshek. I mentioned this last week in shul. Carrying a weapon. Ein isrim tafkido mechayev zos ato v'choshe shenezeg o gnevim enichen l'sida. All right, so I mentioned in shul last week the minhag that exists in Israel. If a person has a his machine gun during davening, you sling it around the back. Can't put it to your side, can't put it on the ground, it's unsafe. You need easy access to it also. So you sling it around the back, not the front, and then it's not you're not conscious of it. Umikan nilmadat kama chamul achsibiv god of telephone b'shasa tefila. And now we see how serious it is for a person to hold, even in his garments, a phone during the time of davening. Ha'alul itzaltzel b'kol, the phone is going to ring. Ulahatud gamishar mispalim shagarat v'mikol shar alachos shakaz b'gemar shachan zirus shalar free the kamenos mispalim. There's nothing worse than a phone going off during the davening. It makes me crazy for 5 different reasons. V'chein osa b'kach schok v'hitul mikedushas beis hamedrash. A person has a phone go off, he's making a mockery of the sanctity of the beis hamedrash. A mockery, because he's bringing the outside world where he's supposed to have a cocoon, an oasis from the outside world. Vafilo asal matzav shall rotate, even if it's on vibrate. Shirak humar gish bedavar, only he'll feel it. That's also no good. Imalul kabal sicha tok kedek tfilaso, harez bichal locha numedes hocha, shosul hachzik etzel shum dovashal lulubat kavanaso. If he has something that might even vibrate and distract him, it's no different than holding a plate or holding a knife or holding a loaf. Anything which will distract him, which he's sensitive to if it acts up, is forbidden to hold during the davening. Ukam mishabrua shegam kriyas shma psukah dezir misharchak et tefila osur adavar. It's not just shmon esrei. It's the kriyas shma psukah dezimra. It's also forbidden. Well, if you can't do it during psukah dezimra, kriyas shma and shmon esrei, you basically can't have it during the davening. Ukvar kosav achida. Here the chida cites Avram Galanti, Amikubal, shehayu darshe reshumos omrim, the recorder of good ideas. Recorded sheim b'diavad, imki b'diavad. Even if we say b'diavad, hamachazik chafatzim etzlo alulim atrid kavanas atfila ein achoz mispal. Even if we would say that a person was holding a cell phone, an iPhone, a knife, a wallet, a loaf, he does not have to repeat the tefillah. Mikol makom ein tefillaso nishmas. That tefillah, or Avram Galanti, the Chida quotes it in the Machzik Bracha Sifkat Nav. It's the work of the Chida. Chaim Yasudai was alive.
Who's writing the whole paragraph?
Yeah,
right.
Oh, it's Piskei Tshuvos. Piskei Tshuvos. He's the one who brings it down. Very contemporary. Piskei Tshuvos? It's the last 10, 15 years he wrote it. The newer volume is in the last 2 years. We have...
So who is it?
You asking me his name?
Yeah.
Oh, I forget. I have it at home. I forget his name. He visited Shul a few years ago. One second.
Hey, what's Mikol Makom? Ain't tefillas nishmas. The tefillah's not heard. Why is it not heard? Because you're not a bar hachi of tefillah if you're carrying all this paraphernalia with you. The bottom line is, when you're davening, what's that?
Then why is he not hired to daven over if his tefillah isn't in nishmas?
Because that's the din of kavana. We say, who says kavana would be better the second time around? In olden days, they used to do it again, but not anymore. The bottom line is, tefillah is amida lifnei hamelech. He stands before the king. If you're not standing before the king when you're davening, then you shouldn't daven in that frame of mind. Okay, Jackie's away next week, so there's no shir.